Estate taxes, something that all farmers and ranchers have to think about. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
Usually around this time of the year, I, and undoubtedly a lot of you listeners out there in Radioland, are thinking a lot about the April 15th deadline and taxes. This year, because of the coronavirus, we all have been given a reprieve. Nonetheless, as a famous American said, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes. Who said that? I'm going to tell you in a minute. But indeed, traditionally, death and taxes have been linked together in the form of estate taxes. But the tax law, as President Trump said when he signed it way back in December of 2017,
it makes the vast majority of family farms and small businesses exempt from the estate tax.
Although, one expert says, under the old law, very few people were subject to the estate tax. Iowa State University tax expert Christine Tidgren says under the previous law,
you can die with $11.2 million in property and your estate will not owe any estate tax on that amount. It's going to pretty much eliminate the concern about estate tax.
That should be great news to a lot of you in a time when good news is kind of hard to find. Oh yeah, that's right. Back to the question, who said nothing could be certain but death and taxes? He was a kite flyer. He was Benjamin Franklin. And that's no April Fool's prank. I hope you found this program informative and useful. I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.